Hello and a warm welcome to this information recording on the past and current life regression therapy training programs offered by Inner Fulfillment. My name is Tony Collins. I'm the writer of the courses and director of training for Inner Fulfillment. And I'd first of all like to thank you very much for your interest in the field of past life regression. It is a fascinating field, one that I'm very passionate about. And over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes, it's my intention that I can offer as much information as possible about the courses, about how they work, what you can expect to learn, and what you can expect to be able to offer your clients in private practice at the completion of your trainings. So just a little about myself and my background. I became absolutely fascinated with past lives and between lives therapy in the late 90s and made a decision that was what I wanted to do with my life. I went into training first of all in NLP and timeline therapy in the early 2000s. Then went on to gain a diploma in clinical hypnotherapy, diploma in regression therapy, and certified as a life between lives practitioner. I've been practicing now for 13 years. I've done several thousand sessions and made the decision to go into training a couple of years ago, where I completed trainer's training in NLP and hypnosis, and decided to write these courses with the intent of just training as many people as possible to become excellent past life regression practitioners. So I guess the first question is why do we bother with past lives at all? You know, they're in the past, they happened long ago, so how can they be important and of therapeutic value to anybody who comes to see you in your practice? And the first thing I'd say about that is the importance of memory at the level of the unconscious mind. Our unconscious selves remember everything, every moment that's happened to us in our life, but not only this life, but any previous incarnation as well. And these patterns of memory, they hold as a pattern of vibration in the body that can be positive or negative. Certainly if there are high negative charges from past lives or unresolved experiences, these things, they can be carried over as imprints from a lifetime into a new lifetime for resolution. And they can include patterns of behavior, thought forms, identity issues. They all relate to specific lessons that the soul is learning and needs to carry from lifetime to lifetime until they are resolved. So why we do past life regression? I remember back in the 80s or 70s and 80s, for some time there, it was used primarily as an interest thing. Who was I in a past life? What happened in a past life? It's certainly evolved since then, and it's now a full therapeutic platform. So we're aiming not only to find past lives, but also to resolve what happened. And by resolving what happened, we give the client the opportunity to resolve in their nervous system any lingering effects from these lifetimes, so they don't have to carry them in their current life. So that would be why we go into past lives. So what is regression therapy? Firstly, regression therapy, underpinning it is the practice of hypnosis. That would be one of the primary skills needed to guide a person into a past life experience and find the most relevant memories that are going to bring about the greatest form of healing for them. So hypnosis is a key component. And for anybody who's read the website or the registration forms, you'll note that it is a requirement to have a basic background in hypnosis before coming on a regression therapy training. Reason for this is that there are a lot of just basic skills in hypnosis that are required to hit the ground running when you hit the training room for regression therapy. It's not a lot. It's an understanding and just some practice with inductions, deepeners, and a couple of techniques. Once you have an understanding and a practical application of that, the process is exactly the same for guiding someone into trance for a past life. The most important thing with past life regression, certainly in these trainings, is we want to clearly identify what the issue is for the client. So there is an element of a big part of the training, really, is learning how to interview somebody to get exact markers for how their issue works, how it affects them, and basically how much charge there is involved as well, what emotions are involved and what thoughts are involved to go with them. These become marker points that can lead us back into time, and crucially what we're looking for is the very first time it occurred in a past life. if we go back to the very first time it occurred and make healing at the source of the problem, we can actually make changes in any memory that came after it, from the first time all the way up and including the current life memories. That's what makes this process so powerful. So we're looking for the original cause of the problem. So through practicing hypnosis, we'll guide the client back to the lifetime with the first event, the very first time that they experienced the issue, and then navigate through the past life. The process of navigation is asking open-ended questions, just gathering as much information and detail as we can, guiding the person through a sequence of memories, and they'll be explaining to them what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what they're feeling. And then they will also be coming across, or potentially what can happen in past life regression, especially therapeutic ones, is that there might be traumatic events in the past life, something very negative that's happened, and the imprint of the memory has carried over into the current life. There can also be a series of blocks that can occur that can make it a little difficult for the person to access memories. I suppose the easiest thing to say about this is, if you think about one of the worst things that's happened in your current life, you're not necessarily going to want to go back and remember it. And it's the same for the unconscious mind when we're exploring past lives, especially if there's a high degree of trauma or distress in the memory. The unconscious may shut down the process a little bit. And what we learn on this course is how to navigate those blocks and how to move past them, how to resolve the effects of the traumas, if there are any, and how to make sure that we explore the past life from the first event all the way through to the point of death in the past life. Obviously, if there's been a past life, there's been a past life death. Navigating the death point is a very big part of the course, understanding how to move the client through the experience of death, and then moving them beyond the death point and into the spirit realms, or where the energy of the soul goes after a life is completed. For anyone who's familiar with Michael Newton's work, it's exactly the same. It is moving beyond the point of the body and moving into a different state of what is ultimately pure soul awareness. It's when we get into this phase of the session in past life regression that we can make the biggest changes and really search for soul lessons. What was the soul's intention for having the experiences in the past life? How are they developing? What is, and most crucially, what's unresolved? Because anything that's unresolved or any lessons that are incomplete will need to be planned for and carried into a future incarnation. And that process, it will effectively keep going until the lesson is learnt and mastered, which makes past life regression a very, very important therapy, because if somebody's been carrying something for a number of lifetimes at the level of soul, resolving it for them, it's not a small deal. It is actually a very big deal to be able to help somebody resolve something that they may have struggled with at the soul level for a very long period of time and a number of incarnations. Regression therapy is, well, it's one of some of, like, more emerging therapies these days, which do take that into consideration. And it's very important to take into consideration the intention of the soul and the intention of the soul for bringing that energy down into the body. We can try and manage it with any number of techniques, but ultimately, if we can get the soul learning and put it into the nervous system, it does allow the person to let it go in a much more complete manner and move forward in their life without carrying the negative effects of the past with them. This all links, and crucially, it all links to current life experiences as well. It's very important. We're not just aiming to go back and see past lives. We are aiming to make specific changes to problems that a person has carried in their current life. And speaking of current life, this is also a current life regression therapy training. If your client has had traumas or very, you know, strong effects of negative memories in the current life, you are able to resolve those as well using processes with trauma release, inner child healing, and coaching for moving forward as well. So how do the courses themselves work? As I mentioned before, having basic skills in hypnosis is very important. If you are already trained in hypnosis, you're perfectly fine to register for the training and come straight on board. If not, I've created it's a very simple, very straightforward 100-page manual in home study hypnosis that can be mailed out to you prior to the course. If you're booking the regression therapy program, the cost is minimal to get that little bit of extra hypnosis. It's only an extra $100 for the entire program. And that gets mailed out to you, and it comes with a series of lectures on USB and a 100-page manual for you to go through and just learn the basics. And there's really not a lot to do. It's reading the manual, listening to the recordings, and getting a little bit of practice specifically with how to induce and deepen a trance. And just your knowledge with that before coming on the course is very important. If you follow along with the home study program, you'll be perfectly ready to join the regression program on day one. In the very first module, we look at the basics of past life regression. And this includes various ways to induce and deepen trance, the various entry points, how do we get people into the past life itself, and we focus, to begin with, how to successfully navigate a past life from an early age in the lifetime right through to the point of death, and then beyond into the spirit realms. We want to learn all about how to navigate the death point, because that can be, if it's been a traumatic death in particular, it can have negative effects that have been carried over. So there is a fair amount of work done on the death point in Module 1. We also learn about association and dissociation, how and when to use them for maximum therapeutic effect. And then we learn how do we begin to transform the events from a past life for a therapeutic outcome in the client's current life. So if there is a negative imprint or memory that's being carried over into the current life, what we want to look for primarily is what was the soul learning by having the events, and why has it set up a similar sequence of events in the current life? And that is a major part of the transformation that we learn on Module 1. There's a number of other techniques that are taught on Module 1, but the intention of it is to keep it as basic as possible, give you plenty of practice. And at the conclusion of Module 1, which is a 4-day training, you then get the opportunity to go out and practice with 3 people. Just do 3 sessions between Module 1 and Module 2. You can do more if you like, but there are 3 sessions that you get. I give you a case study template to write up, and I can also talk you through how best to manage your sessions over the phone, and then do a written case study assessment as well. Now, the idea behind this, of course, is that you get plenty of practice. I've always believed, and in the trainings I've done, that practice is, there's no substitute for it. So there's plenty of practice in the module, or on the module, and supervision while you're on the module, and then the opportunity to go out and practice with people in the real world, because they'll be presenting real world problems for you. So you practice with a few people, I will supervise those for you, and the idea with the supervision, of course, is just to build your skills, and to keep building your skills, so that by the time you get to the end of the course, you'll be 100% proficient and able to pretty much handle any client when they come to you, when you're certified at the end of the program. Then we come back for Module 2, and in Module 2 we look at the more advanced techniques in past life regression. These include what happens when we come across a major trauma and how do we heal that. They also include some timeline techniques, so how do we navigate past lives using some quicker modules, using timelines. And there can be some interference from intrusive energies, so we want to look at how to clear intrusive energies if and when they pop up. When Module 2 concludes, that's the end of the 8-day practitioner training, and if at the end of that module you choose that that's all you need, you're more than welcome to complete your case studies and gain your certificate in past and current life regression and go and practice in the world. If you wanted to move on to deeper layers, there is a 3rd module in Between Lives Spiritual Hypnosis. It's a follow-on 4-day module, and if you complete that one as well, the completion of all 12 days is a diploma qualification issued through the IICT, or the International Institute of Complementary Therapists. When Module 2 completes, to finish the training, you then go out into the world, and I'm going to ask you to do a couple of sessions with 4 people. And the idea will be to put all of the skills together from the 8 days and to practice them to get as big a therapeutic result as you can with your clients. Now, again, those ones are supervised, so I do a combination of email supervision where you write up the case study and send it in, and I'll critique it, tell you where you went really well, make some suggestions for how to do it better, And you also get some phone or Skype time for every client as well. And the idea behind this, of course, is to just get you as proficient as you possibly can, to give you as much support and guidance as you need to be fully confident and fully capable when you're certified and seeing clients. At the conclusion of the 8 days, there's a 13-question exam. It's pretty straightforward. It's just to cover and reinforce all of the techniques that were taught on the course, and just to make sure that you've got all of the information grounded and reinforced for when you move outside and start your private practice. Oh, speaking of which, there is also some sections on how to do proper recordings, how to build a business, and how to set up a practice, and the ethical and logistical concerns that go with getting started in a practice. At the conclusion of Module 2, there are 6 months to complete the 4 cases and do the 13-question exam. It's plenty of time. Quite a number of my students in the past have done it in 3 months. It does depend, of course, on how busy we all are. So if you're working full-time or if you already have a busy practice, there's plenty of time to get those cases together and get them in. And as soon as that's all in, you'll be certified as a regression therapy practitioner at certificate level. I tend to give a little bit of a break between Module 2 and Module 3. It depends on how the year's shaping up, but at least 3 months, maybe 4 or maybe 5, is preferable. By that stage, you'll be well on top of the regression therapy case studies and ready to go into the life between lives. And Module 3 is the between lives spiritual hypnosis, which is, it's designed to give you the skills and knowledge to guide a client into very deep hypnosis and explore their soul memories. And it's a different process to regression therapy. We're really looking, rather than finding out what happened in bodies in past lives, we're really looking to explore a lot more of what happens when they're out of a body and in their between life soul state. It's a longer process, a bit more gentle process. It's exploring the soul memories in a very, very different form. For anybody who's read Journey of Souls or Destiny of Souls by Michael Newton, it is the same process with a few differences, but essentially it's the same process, and you'd be trained to do a 4 to 5 hour between lives session with your clients. So this one's very much about exploring what happened between the most recent past life, the lifetime that the client was in just before coming into their current incarnation, and being born in their current incarnation. And of course, it's in this section of memories where all of the planning would have gone into how and why they've set up their existing life or their current life the way that they have. So we learn a lot of different techniques, how to connect with spirit guides and teachers in the soul realms, how to meet soul groups and the links between soul groups and people in this life, meeting the Council of Elders, who are a much wiser panel of beings who supervise and overlook our choices for lifetimes, how we came to select the physical body for this life, and any aspects of the physical body that are important for the client to know. A very interesting section of the between lives is other activities. So has the client's soul gone off to other dimensions, or is it doing any special projects in the between lives state? And then, of course, the process of actually reincarnating, how we go from being in soul form and into our physical body in the unborn baby. This is a very fascinating process. For anyone who's read those books, I'm sure you know what I mean. And this particular one, it's a 4-day course. As I said before, it completes a full diploma training in regression therapy. The 8-day regression therapy practitioner and the 4-day between lives meet the requirements for a diploma. And at the conclusion of the Between Lives Spiritual Regression course, there's a 4 cases, and they're single sessions. So you would see 4 people for a single session, and there's a 6-month time frame to complete that as well. Combined, the 2 trainings are very powerful. The regression therapy is specifically geared for clearing long-standing issues for a client, emotional concerns, in some cases physical complaints. And it is effective and powerful if we can locate the original source, the first event in the first past life. We can make major changes to the entire chain of memories that have existed between that point and where they are in their current life, including cleaning up their current life memories. So it's very therapeutically geared. And it gives, there's a lot of skills and techniques. It's a pretty large manual. I've included as many techniques as I can fit into 8 days. And then, of course, the four-day regression therapy, oh, sorry, the four-day between lives hypnosis to complete it is rounds it off beautifully with the experience of being in soul form and really going into great detail about how we planned this current incarnation. And there are therapeutic options in that experience as well. So you'll have multiple choices for how to address any client's concerns when it comes to regression. And with the supervision along the way, I really do put a lot into making sure that you get what you need and that you are confident and proficient by the time you are out there practicing as a certified practitioner. The endorsement with the International Institute of Complementary Therapists does come with the opportunity to gain professional membership and also insurance, and the insurance is specifically geared for past life regression as well. So your qualifications will be recognised and endorsed by a professional body, and this is excellent for credentials when you're seeing people in private practice. Regarding cost for the course, there's a number of ways in which you can do it. I guess the first thing to consider is if you need hypnosis training before coming. If that's the case, and you weren't sure about going on to doing regression therapy, you can purchase the home study program for $495, and I can prorata the cost of that if you wanted to come on to the regression therapy training, bringing the cost of that course back to $100. Probably the best way to go if you know that you want to do the regression therapy is to book the two together. And there's a full list of, that saves $395 if you do both courses together. And there are a number of early bird options and also payment plans. I've decided to break down the costs over a series of months because the course goes for a while as well. Starting from module one, there's generally a 2 to 3 month gap between there and module two, just to give you some time to develop your skills. Then we come back and do the advanced stages, and then there's a 6 month process after module two. So payment plans that I've created tend to go from about 6 months from the beginning of module one. And if you wanted a breakdown of those costs, they are in a registration form and also listed clearly on the website. There is also a payment plan for the full diploma program. So if you know that you want to do the regression therapy practitioner and the between lives spiritual regression, the cost for that, there's several hundred dollars in savings by booking those two courses together. And if you need hypnosis as well, you will get the hypnosis course for free as part of that package. I believe the overall savings are about $500, maybe a little bit more, on booking all three programs together. The payment plan option for the diploma program, because it's longer, we're doing module one and then a bit of a gap to module two and then a few more month gap until the Between Lives course comes on. So the payment plans are spread over a longer period of time for that program. They can go up to about 9 months. On the website, if you check the payment plans, you'll notice that there's a deposit of $300 to secure your place on the training. That just guarantees your spot. And the recommendation for any payment plans after that, once you've paid the $300, it is then a 50% on what the remaining balance is before the courses get underway. And the remaining 50% can be spread over either the 6 or 9 month period, depending on whether you're doing the regression therapy practitioner on its own or all three modules, including the Between Lives regression. These are the recommended guidelines. I would say that if you're listening to this recording, if you're reading the registration forms, looking at the website, and really keen to do this program, like would love to do it, but for any financial limitation reason can't quite meet the structure of the payment plans, I would invite you just to give me a call and to discuss possibilities. If there are places on the training, I'd certainly welcome you on board and come up with a structure for you that can work. So do feel free to get in touch, arrange a phone call or send an email, and I'll see what I can arrange for you. Finally, when it comes to the importance and the value of past life regression and between lives regression in general, I look at it like this, and I encourage my students to look at it like this as well. I'm sure we've all heard the metaphor or the sentiment that you can't take it with you when you go, meaning, of course, that by the time we get to the end of our lives, there are a lot of things we can't take with us. No material possessions, no other people. It's just time to leave the body and leave this place and go return to our original soul form. as true as that is, there are many things that we can take with us when we go. That is, a nervous system that's healed from the effects of many previous lifetimes, a wealth of experience in living the best life we possibly can, and ultimately, the mastery of soul lessons, which is the only reason that the soul has decided to incarnate in a body in the first place. So when you look at it like that, undergoing regression therapy or being able to offer it for other people is the most important thing you can do for a person's spirit. And at the end of the day, it is the spirit that will live forever. It will live ongoing out into eternity. And what we can do for ourselves and for our clients using these techniques in a single life is of profound importance. So if you have been reading about past life regression, between lives regression, and really wanting to do it for a long time, it is a very important technique, and it is something that provides immense value to the eternal soul of each person that you see. So I hope this call's been informative and helpful. If you require any information at all or have any questions about the trainings that I haven't covered in this call, do feel free to contact me. My telephone number is 0420 249 592. I am still seeing clients, of course, and so the phone is off on a regular basis. But if you call and leave a message, I'll get back to you on the same day. Alternatively, you can contact me via email at whynotcollins@hotmail.com. That's the letter YNOTCOLLINS@hotmail.com. And, of course, there's a substantial amount of information on the website www.pastliferegressionhypnosis.com.au. So once again, thank you very much for listening, and I sincerely hope to see you in a training room in the near future. Thanks again. Bye for now.